Welcome to the Specify Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Tats Nakagawa of Castagra Products. Each week, I talk to leaders and experts about how to overcome adversity, grow massive organizations, and how to create meaningful change in the building materials and construction industry. Today's guest is Jonathan Kaur. He's the founder of Customer Growth. So Jonathan, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I noticed a few things about your profile, but the one thing I do notice is you work for a coatings company.
Yep. So I was an in-house marketing manager for a commercial coatings contractor here in the Pacific Northwest, which I know that you're in the roof coating space. So there's definitely some similarities there.
Yeah. I mean, that's industrial space. We used to be in the industrial space. So how is that experience for you?
Working in coating. So obviously there's an overlap for this coatings contractor. There's an overlap. It's commercial painting and industrial coatings. And so I have a background myself in the painting industry because my dad had his own residential commercial painting company. And so that was kind of the parallel there as far as what led me to work for this other company in the future or like in the past now. But yeah, it was really cool because especially too, like around my time there, they were working on and it was a public works type project. It was Amtrak, you know, it was one of their facilities. They were doing a whole bunch of steel coatings, you know, roof, floor coating, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it was really cool to just see the impact that just one coatings has as well as to color just in that area. Because otherwise it's just bare steel and it's just gray and a little dull, whereas there was a lot of yellow because it was a maintenance center. So it was definitely cool to see that aspect.
Yeah. I mean, they say, you know, as boring as washing paint dry or coatings cure, but I mean, how did you approach marketing while you were there?
Yeah. So the quick story is I had always been a musician myself, majority of my life. That was a lot of my career trajectory. Eventually got married and realized I've always had the desire to be in business. And like I mentioned earlier, my dad had his own residential commercial painting company. So I worked for him in the summers during high school to be able to pay for my school clothes, things like that. And once I was pivoting into, you know, out of music into the business world, I actually had a mentor who was a CEO of the company I would eventually land at. He was meeting with me, helping me basically make the transition, you know, giving me different ideas, whether it's business or stuff like that. I eventually started painting for one of my dad's connections for a summer as I was looking to pivot. And eventually they offered me some sort of sales marketing role within their company. And so I ended up texting the CEO of this company and I said, hey, so I just got this offer for this role. I just wanted to ask you, like, what are your thoughts? Like, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think I should do this? Because like I said, he was like a mentor for me through this season. And he texted back a few minutes later saying, hey, I think it's a great idea. I just think you should come and do it for our company instead. So so he basically like took advantage of the opportunity. And for me, honestly, I was elated. I was so happy and thrilled. I remember calling my wife saying, hey, I just got an offer. And so obviously I saw the dude interviews, all that sort of stuff to meet their CFO and all that sort of stuff. But eventually had the opportunity to go and build out a full marketing program for this coatings contractor for almost about 2-ish years. And prior to that, I had experience with like graphic design, some video photo stuff. So that kind of gave me some of the tools in my toolbox to be able to start. But from there, it was really just building stuff from the ground up. They had a former marketing person out, you know, like in a smaller business, typically you'll wear several hats. And so this individual was like an admin, HR and marketing. And so there wasn't really a solid plan. So the CEO definitely entrusted me to come in and just build out a full marketing program. So that's kind of like a quick story as far as how I got in marketing and coding specifically.
And how did your now agency come to be?
As you like run like a marketing department, stuff like that, there's many aspects to marketing. People think oversimplify marketing, but there's obviously social media, there's website, there's video, there's photo, there's networking, there's events, there's so many aspects. And as I found myself in that role, I started to really love the social media aspect of marketing, specifically in construction, because there was a few guys I saw back in 2018 who were creating a lot of content in the dirt world. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. It's incredibly encouraging. I'm like, this doesn't sound corporate. This doesn't sound boring. It sounds very personable. They're telling their story, their journey, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And basically eventually realized during the start of the pandemic, I'm like, okay, I think now is going to be the time. I thought the best time to start my company and go all in because, you know, me and my wife still don't have kids right now. But at that time, that was a factor for us. It's like, hey, we don't have kids right now. So it's better to take this risk now without kids than later on when you need health insurance, all that sort of stuff. And so eventually took the leap. And when I first started, I did everything for everybody. Anybody that would pay me to do anything, I would go out and try to help them grow some aspect of their marketing, because I had the experience being a marketing manager. But over time, I started honing in and figuring out, okay, I really like this social media. This is what I want to do more of. So eventually honed in there, eventually started, instead of working with anybody that would pay me, I went to like a service business, and then eventually went to construction. And then eventually over the past year and a half or so, I honed in on commercial construction specifically, because that was the world I'd come from as a marketing manager. So I knew a lot of the lingo. I knew a lot of the ins and outs of the industry as it relates to marketing, but even to just how business is done from a B2B side, because it is very relationship based. And so it's not your typical B2B type of play from a marketing standpoint. So that definitely was a leg up for me. And so now over the past few years, I've been running a social media marketing agency, just helping commercial contractors build their brand online, doing basically replicating a lot of the stuff I did for this contractor, but even building off from a lot of those things that I initially learned.
Yeah. You talked about the nuance of commercial construction, relationship building, which kind of bridges over to the sales side and the marketing side. Heavier company is, my sense is, it's always more sales driven, marketing supported, opposed to retail-y stuff that starts from the other side. Walk me through the nuances of commercial construction marketing that you're referring to, the relational based.
Yeah. So for example, obviously there's two aspects of marketing. There's the B2B side, business to business, and then there's the B2C, which is business to consumer. Business to consumer would be like a Wendy's trying to do promotional on, whether it's on social media or an ad read on a radio show or TV, stuff like that. Whereas B2B is more around build, basically trying to build relationships with decision makers in specific like businesses to try and at least see if there's a potential opportunity to do business. So B2C is typically faster transactions and then more quantity, whereas B2B is obviously a lot smaller and you have to be more strategic. And so those are the two distinctions there. But from the commercial side, though, it takes another step, because I see a lot of B2B marketing in other industries like tech. They're running a lot of different marketing and tech motions to be able to try to get in front of their, you know, whether it's like their SMBs, mid-market or enterprise clients. But the reality is, like within construction, it is very old school. There's not a lot, like there are more people on social media now than I saw maybe a year, two, three, 5 years ago. But the truth is still that there's still a lot more room for them to show up on platforms like social media or spend more time online, because they are running their businesses. They are running projects. They are running so many aspects to their business. And so there's not so much time. And so for me, as far as like, as it relates for my, like, because marketing my own business, I decided to take the approach of the educational route as it relates to my content. So if you look at any of my content, recent or previous over the past few years, all of it is all on educating my audience. I'm just trying to educate them, help them see social media as a benefit, but also too, how they can leverage it or why they should leverage it or how they should leverage it in their business. And I'm not adding any sort of salesy approach to say, hey, contact me if you have more questions or send me a DM and blah, blah, we can do business. Let's schedule a call today. Because I realize when people are ready to do business with you, they'll know themselves, like they don't need a prompting. And so my goal is like, how do I create demand for social media in construction, which is B2B marketing? And then ultimately, when it comes time to do business with them, how do I capture that demand? So I've been able to land several clients over the past few years through my social media marketing efforts, without ever asking for people to do business with me. They'll typically, and it's funny too, the one thing I'll add is it's usually the people that don't engage with my content. They never liked, they never commented, nothing. It almost seemed like they were never in my network, but they'll send me a message saying, hey, Jonathan, I just saw one of your posts. I want to do social media marketing for our construction company. Is there any way you can help? And for me, obviously I'm like, yes, but I go look, I'm like, they haven't engaged with any of my content. And so I'm like, so the importance there was like, it's not so much who's engaging, but it's who's reading my content. And especially if it resonates, that's the most important piece. So to expand a little bit more on the B2B marketing side for my company, when I hop on the call, that's one of the first questions I ask them. I say, hey, okay, so before we start this, I'm curious, why are we on this call? They're like, oh, well, I really like how you thought about this as it relates to marketing. I really like that you view marketing in this way. So they'll cite specific posts, and keep in mind, they never liked or engaged with it at all, but they'll cite them. And I'm like, great. There's definitely like, there's already trust built. There's already mutual like thoughts or perspective on how business or social media is done in commercial. And so I've already built tons of rapport. And as it relates to marketing, like there's a stat out there that says there's typically 7 touch points that the average consumer will have before they ever consider doing business with you. And so the more content I have, the more touch points I create. So hopefully that's able to answer just more the B2B marketing side for construction. About a year or so ago, it wasn't like I wasn't getting as much engagement because they're on, like I said, there wasn't as much people back then. There were, but it's only continuing to grow, which I think is incredible. So there's definitely room for it to expand more, but that's the approach I've taken for my company as it relates to B2B marketing.
Yeah. What is your theory on people that are coming to you have not engaged your content like for actual work?
Yeah, to answer the question directly, the first few times was like, awesome. Like, even if they didn't like it, I'm like, this is great. It's leading to sales conversations. So I've gotten leads. And then eventually once I closed my first client from social media, I'm like, whoa, this works. And if I do it more, if I do it better, if I improve, whatever. But over time, I'm like, now I've gotten to the point where, because I've gotten leads, I've gotten new business, all sorts of stuff over the past year or so from this strategy. And I'm like, now I'm like, okay, like, that's great that you really engaged, that this post really was compelling enough for you to reach out. Just like it, just comment on it. Give me something, because obviously that helps the algorithm, helps get more exposure to it. So it definitely has evolved. But initially it was like, wow, this is awesome. I'll take anything. Now I'm like, all right, just throw me a bone at least a little bit. Just show me some love at least on some of the content I create.
Like, they liked it. Oh no, they're not going to be a customer.
Yeah, and that's honestly the misconception. I've talked to a few people. I think you've had Jerry Aliberti on your podcast, and it's interesting. I've had conversations with him, you know, about content, because he's, you know, he has his own business and running that. And I've shared some ideas, like, because the reality when it comes to social media marketing, especially in B2B and even in commercial, it's not an overnight thing. Like, you can't just start this right away and have it work right away. No, it takes time. It takes a lot of like lessons learned. It takes getting to know your audience more. But as I've had conversations like this with Jerry, I recently messaged with him back and forth, and he's like, hey man, just want to let you know, I've been able to land some clients through my social media. I'm like, that's awesome. I'm pumped, because I remember we were talking about how to find the best strategy for them to do that. I'm like, and it's crazy, because I noticed that he took a little bit of a break because obviously he had business. That's good. But at the same time, you're putting your foot on the gas. Don't take it off. Keep going. Like, keep it consistent, or even push it down a little bit more, because if it's worked already, then you want that snowball effect to continue to grow.
For sure. So when you work with a company, they show up, what are the things you focus on to help them sort of get that engagement via social?
Yeah. So for me, I think it definitely depends. Like, so I have a whole process as far as, you know, understanding the client before I even take them on as a client, because I think there definitely has to be a lot of alignment. And that's why I like the approach to, you know, for me, when I create content for my own brand to be able to, you know, educate my audience, my goal is to like I want to do business with people that think similarly to me, because if they don't, or if I have to like try to force to convince them to use them, like, I don't know if I'll be able to do that. And I think there's going to be a lot of friction. So initially I try to gauge, hey, like, how motivated are they? How are they viewing this? Is it realistic? Is it not realistic? Because there are people who are like, I want to be able to experience this much growth and all these sort of things. I'm like, that's great. I just don't know how realistic that is, not only in construction, but in every industry. So I definitely want to gauge expectations, stuff like that. But once we go through that whole process, before I create one piece of content for my clients, I take them through this whole intensive onboarding and kickoff process to be able to understand their business, understand what matters, understand their business objectives, and then build like an actual social media strategy that aligns to that. Because the thing that happens, especially too with a lot of contractors, are like, hey, I know I need social media marketing, but why, or for what, or how, or when, or, you know, all these sort of things. And so my goal is like, hey, well, before we begin to answer the questions about social media, what are you trying to do from a business perspective? What objectives? Like, who do you want to get in front of more? Who is it important? Like I've talked to contractors who I'm working with now. They're like, we want to make a really big push on culture because we have teams scattered. You know, the market is incredibly competitive out there right now. Recruiters are reaching out, you know, trying to poach and all that sort of stuff. So like, hey, we want to be able to put out content that reinforces our belief and culture and building our people and investing in them, all the sort of things that they're doing, but they just don't have the opportunity to share. So it all comes back to what's the business objective, and then how do we leverage social media to reinforce what that end goal is, whether it is recruiting, whether it is getting in front of your ideal customers, nurturing prospect, things like that, that just help them ultimately achieve their goal. So that's basically how I approach working with them, because the opposite, I've seen other people take the approach of like, okay, I want social media, and they just start posting content for them. And a lot of the times it comes across as salesy, spammy, random holidays like donut day or emoji day. I'm like, this isn't helping your business. Like, this isn't helping your business too much actually build yourself as like a positive brand in their actual feed. And so it's like, how do we begin to do that? And so obviously we'll construct a strategy that actually enforces what they're looking to do. But like I said, at the end of the day, social media is only a function of business. Like, it's not the end all be all. It's supposed to support your business objectives and goals and be able to reinforce that online.
Yeah. You mentioned an interesting aspect of marketing, which, you said, I don't think I can change people's mind on stuff, but more of the focus on identifying people that are like-minded, that are ready to go, right? I feel like that's a misconception sometimes, that marketing is not meant to change people's mind, more like, hey, who are the people that we should be connecting with?
Yep, exactly. It all comes like marketing. I don't know. I think I have a post here in the future that kind of highlights that, but like, marketing isn't just to look cool or be all flashy. It's actually psychology. It's persuasion. It's building positive touch points. It's all these things that sometimes you look at marketing as just a nice to have versus hey, this is necessary to actually influence the way people think about you and associate yourself with your brand. And so for me, I'm like, when I think about marketing, when I think about creating a specific post, I'm like, hey, who is it that I'm reaching to? What matters to them? How do I understand their perspective and then reinforce what I'm thinking, and basically draw those two parallels to be able to come together and basically, hopefully, the right message going out to the right person on the right platform at the right time.
Yeah. Who are the people or companies that are doing it right?
So obviously I won't list any of my clients because I feel like that would be very selfish or self-centered for me to do that. But there's a contractor that is in the dirt world that I followed for years now. I still think they're doing really good, is a Turner Mining Group. So they're in the mining space, but it's still, it's still around construction and at least parallels aspects to it. And the aspect that I really like what they do is they're very people focused. Like, they, a lot of their content has to do about telling an aspect of their business as it relates to the people that are running their business, operators, even executives or project managers, different people. It's very people focused. And I think that's incredibly important now in this landscape as it relates to recruiting talent, attracting talent, retaining talent, making yourself come across, not only come across, but reinforce that you're an actual great place to work. So I would definitely put them up there. I think another company that does really well is Sargent. They're out in Maine. That's Herb Sargent's company. And the cool part as far as what they do, the reason I like a lot of their content is, one, because their founder creates content and there's he builds his own personal brand, which if you want to unpack that a little bit more, we can. But that definitely led me to begin to follow Sargent. And like, I'll see different milestones as far as, hey, they have this employee that's been there for 50 years. I'm like, that's incredible that you guys have somebody here that long. They're sharing that, obviously sharing other unique aspects around their projects and even to just like their actual mission focus, because they're an employee owned type company. And so they definitely, I think it's ESOP is the acronym for that. And so it's really cool to see how they materialize that on a social media platform and really make it obviously about their people, but also to the incredible projects and even the other milestones that they go to. So those are definitely two brands that I think of that I believe are doing it well.
Yeah. Walk me through personal brand versus company brands and how they align or don't align.
So my philosophy on it is both are important and both help your company, both help your business, specifically on platforms like LinkedIn. Obviously, like, we all may have our own personal Facebook or Instagram or something like that. You know, we'll check in to see how our family or grandma's doing or something like that, but it's not really meant for business. I think as it relates to business, I think building your personal brand on LinkedIn is incredibly important, because when you think of the old kind of sales, like, phrase that people say, people do business with those they like, know, and trust. I think it's incredibly important to be able to build that. But from a B2B standpoint, because typically it's business to business, in my opinion, as it relates to commercial construction, it's person to person. It's P2P. It's not B2B. It's because it's people building relationships with other people. And so one of the best ways to do that is through building your personal brand. So if you go on LinkedIn right now, go to my profile, you'll see tons of content about social media, about construction, just content around the specific topic and marketing. Now, if you go on my company page, there's zero content. And it's intentional because LinkedIn is a very like interactive platform and it's very relationship based. And luckily, that's the same way commercial construction is. And so a lot of the content that I put out, I wanted to come through my personal brand because people begin to associate Jonathan with social media, and then more specifically construction social media, or more specifically commercial construction social media. And so as I build those connectors over time, at the same time, I'm basically building my company brand at the same time, because obviously if they do business with me, the individuals that they know be via LinkedIn, they're actually doing business with my company at the end of the day, because that's the one that I'll end up, you know, doing business under. But I think it's less about, in my opinion, it's less about what platform you're putting it on, and more about, at least as it relates to personal brand. And it's more about, okay, who is it that's actually communicating at the end of the day? And for me, I think, in my opinion, I think all company founders and presidents should be building their personal brand, because it builds brand awareness. It helps with attracting, retaining talent. It helps with so many functions of just business building that I think are incredibly important. Other roles I think that could also benefit too are business development people who are obviously trying to build relationships with other contractors or construction companies. And I think those are definitely two off the top of my head, but it's really cool. I'm sure you see this as well on LinkedIn, but there's project managers, superintendents, construction managers, so many people creating content now. I'm like, man, the more and more I see more people create content, I'm like, I see the value of it in our industry, and then also too as it relates to their individual company. So going back to it, personal brand and company brand are both important. The utility or how you play them out may be different on each platform, but at the end of the day, I think contractors, in my opinion, should have both.
Yeah. You know, there's more and more people using social media, posting content. How do you think it's going to evolve, right? You know, for those that want to stay ahead, want to, whether it's different platforms or strategies or creative, like what, how do you think social media will evolve going forward?
For me, the recent kind of breakthrough I've had is around short form content, like short form video. So I have my own, this other venture, I have Construction Marketers, and I've been, you know, I create these YouTube videos kind of sharing a lot of insight about marketing. And I've been doing short form clips both on LinkedIn, and I'm doing YouTube shorts. And I'm like, wow, like I don't have a big following yet because I just recently launched this, but I'm like, I'm getting views, I'm getting engagements. I'm like, so what if I started doing the same thing on TikTok, or started doing the same thing on Instagram Reels or Facebook Reels? Like, what would that do? And I know somebody in the, like Matt Graves of Construction Yeti, he recently started a Construction Yeti, or maybe he's had it for a bit now, a TikTok. And he messaged me, we were talking a few weeks ago. He said, hey, I just posted a video and it got like 2 million views. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And so for me, there's definitely value in short form content. But as it relates to how it evolves, I think it ultimately comes down to just being like following, like, in my opinion, the quality of content is dictated by the amount of inputs you have. So depending on how good the inputs are, it dictates how the outputs are going to be. So for me, every week I have an hour scheduled where I take time, and I have a whole bunch of brands and companies in so many different industries to try to like broaden my horizon as far as what content ideas or things are out there. And I spend an hour and I just click on each of the profiles, and then I'll just go look at, you know, see what kind of content I'm like, oh, and this content really caught my eye. I'll open it and I'll see, hey, is there something I can do like this for construction? And then for me, it ultimately comes down to, because it could be like the formats or the platforms can change, but the creative or the ideas as far as the execution of the content may be different. That's likely where it changes a lot. And so even if you take a look at my profile, I've been testing a lot lately. So I'll have content on social media, but then I'll have like meme content, which has been really big lately. I'll have obviously short form video. I'll have storytelling. I'm just testing things out to really understand, okay, what's working, what resonates, what doesn't, and how can I build from this? But I think those are the two things, is like testing like content to see what works, like in trying new things. And then also too, seeing what other ideas in other industries that they're doing that, you know, one can also leverage for their own company, maybe add a twist even too for construction. So I would definitely say that's how you stay on top of social media and how it evolves.
Awesome. I like it. Is there anything that I did not ask you, but you wanted to share?
Yeah, I think the last piece, which I alluded to around Construction Marketers. So I just launched this at the beginning of September. And basically my goal here is to be able to build a community for construction marketers, construction professionals, executives who want to learn more about marketing for their company, for their personal brand, and really just for their career as a whole. Because in my opinion, I think marketing is one of the most powerful things, powerful skill sets anybody can have. Because the ability, like we said before, the ability to persuade, the ability to influence people, the ability to change people's thoughts, like so many of these aspects lie around marketing. And so my goal with construction marketers is to give contractors, whether it's the presidents themselves or owners, marketing managers, or even construction like managements or project managers or superintendents who want to learn more about marketing and have it in a basically free avenue. So I have my own YouTube channel, Construction Marketers, and I post tons of content. Like my recent video was about the do's and don'ts for social media marketing. I've written thousands of social media posts. And from that, obviously I learned a thing or two about marketing. And so my goal is like, how do I take everything I have in my mind and then share it online for people to consume and be able to, you know, even if they never do business with me, but they get a takeaway from what I share and implement it in their business and allows for them to grow in different areas, that's great. Because for me, like I realize other people have different circumstances or they already have somebody in place and that's totally fine. And this ultimately comes back to my experience as an in-house marketer when I was working for this coatings contractor. It was really lonely. Like I didn't have a lot of people, like I didn't have anybody I could bounce ideas off of. I would go Google or YouTube stuff and it was all related to other industries like e-commerce or tech and things like that. There was nothing construction related. And so I'm like, if I had this resource, like obviously it would be incredibly beneficial because it would just make everything simple and give me a lot of answers, at least, and maybe not all answers, but direction to where I want to go. And so now I'm building this and this is separated from my company. But it definitely is like something that I'm really looking forward to just sharing just because I love creating content. Like if we're to talk about content all day, I could definitely just go for hours and just share different ideas. I can definitely geek about this. So luckily I have this avenue now to be able to expand more on that. So that's definitely something I wanted to share. If anybody wanted to learn more, to check out Construction Marketers on YouTube.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Specify Growth podcast today. Make sure you check out youtube.com/TatsTalks for video of today's podcast. Hit the subscribe button for upcoming episodes.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.